Okay,
Federal Reserve Bank, Bank of England, European Central Bank, they all report to Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. And that's another black box, and that's another highly corrupt institution. And again, they're thriving in the darkness of non-accountability and non-transparency. Now, the only solution going forward, if we're talking solutions now, if we're going to walk away from prosecuting the financial terrorists Paulson, Geithner, and Bernanke, which I don't know why we have to do that, but if we're going to walk away from that responsibility as citizens, the way forward would be to a Bretton Woods III, which has as its basis some relation to gold. Gold is obviously the only way you're going to create a sound global economy in terms of returning some integrity to a currency. And some countries, like China, for example, are aggressively buying gold right now because they realize that eventually when the system and this next wave crashes down, and it's going to have another massive banking crash in the next 6 to 9 months. I'll bet you lunch at Maxime's that there's another huge banking crisis in the next 6 months. When this finally does crash, the only thing left standing will be gold bullion, and China recognizes this, and this is why they're aggressively buying in anticipation of this moment.
Where I agree with Max is that the world needs a reserve currency that's credible. The dollar cannot be a reserve currency anymore because it's backed by two deficits that are so huge that are putting it to risk.
Well, the Russians and Chinese are saying that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. But gold today, it's too late to put it there. We need to have a new special drawing rights set by a super IMF, which would be international with governance that will allow Europe to have a very, very high hand there. The emerging countries will have a high hand there and will determine the special drawing rights. That means a basket of currencies that will be credible with the dollar, with the euro, with the renminbi, with the yen, and with the main commodities, gold and oil. Gold and oil have to be there.
It's not too late for gold.
And we should be heading
towards
this currency.
It's not too late for gold. That's like saying it's too late for honesty. It's too late for integrity.
Without
it's too late for civilization.
It's
not too special drawing rights and a beefed up IMF. It's
you're
just putting the same guys in charge of more of fiat currencies, financial engineering,
high
frequency trading, fraud and deception, non transparency, non accountability, and financial terrorist crimes.
Going back to Goldman Sachs, those bonuses, it does rather suggest that the people running Goldman Sachs are grossly out of tune with the national.
No, come on. The bonuses idea and the paradis fiscaux, the fiscal havens idea is just a way to tell the people, don't worry about the main issues, we'll treat these relatively small issues. The real issue is that is the financial world linked to the real economic world? If it's not linked to it through derivatives and through virtual instruments that are misused because they are needed, but they are misused, then we do have problems. Don't forget that Goldman Sachs made about 3.5 billion profits. So the shareholders are benefiting from this.
They were given 3.5 billion from taxpayers in America. You call it a profit?
They
didn't make them. They stole them. If I go to a bank and I steal $1,000, you're going to say, oh, I made $1,000? That's absurd.
The shareholder made money.
The shareholders are complicit. You know, if Goldman Sachs took Auschwitz public, they would sell shares to their friends and family and say, this concentration camp's a great business. Would you support Auschwitz concentration camps
because
Sachs took it public? You know, the tragedy of 9/11 is that more of these Goldman Sachs bankers didn't go down. That's the ultimate tragedy. Goldman, here's the last of my money, Goldman. Take it. Here's the last money I have, you crooks. Take the last money I have. You're crooks.
Well,
disgusting.
Well, it's good to be emotional because, as we say, feels the fire, the one who steps on it. But let's say the way out is not only to say this is the ill part, but the solution is to build a new system that is global with world governance that takes into account integrity. Integrity and governance is needed not only in countries that are behind, but it's needed in so-called advanced countries too. And the investor has to be confident in that. Why are interest rates so high while the official interest rates so low? If you go borrow money today anywhere to buy a car, it's going to be very expensive.
Okay, Max, I can't give you the last one.
We've come
to the end of the program.
It's July 14th.
All we have time for is
this.
Please join us again tomorrow for another edition of Face Off here on Commerzbank. Goodbye for now. Thanks very much.